Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning in to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking about our Heavenly Father as being the Almighty. He's got all power. And go with me to Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. For by him were all things, by the Father, were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he's before all things, and by him all things consist. He's got all power. What are we concerned about? In Genesis chapter 14, Genesis chapter 14, verse 14. This is a situation where the armies of four nations had come against Sodom and Gomorrah so dramatically and so powerfully and took over Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham's nephew, Lot, was there with his family. In verse 14, and when Abraham heard that his nephew, was taken captive, he armed his trained servants born in his house. 318. All he had was 318 servants. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. Look at the power. The Father doesn't need much to win a victory. Hallelujah. Look what he did with one stone with David. How he killed Goliath with one stone. Hallelujah. Look what he did with a jawbone of an ass with Samson. Killed 1,000 men. Hallelujah. He's just got all power. He needs very little to work with. But just give him that very little and he'll work tremendously. Go with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 14. Again, talking about our Father being the Almighty. If he's the Almighty, there are no mighties around because he's the Almighty. He's got all power. In 2 Chronicles 14. Verse 9, this is talking about the king Asa, who was a good king in Israel, Judah. Verse 9, and it came out against them, Zarah the Ethiopian, with a host of 1,000, a million men came against Asa, and 300 chariots, and it came into Marishah, that Asa went out against them, and he wasn't a coward, he went right out against them, and he set the battle in array in the valley of Zephatar at Marishah. And Asa cried unto the Father and said, Father, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Father, for we rest on you. And in your name we go against this multitude. You are our Father. You're our daddy. Let not man prevail against us. The whole word is about our daddy. Genesis to Revelation is about our daddy. And our daddy will show up for you because he's the Almighty. All you have to do is turn your flesh over to him, allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you into the image of Yeshua, and he'll show up for you. Just cry out. He's your daddy. First, when we were kids, you know, we cried out for our earthly father, and he was there to help us, most cases. But now we have a heavenly father that's always there for us. Verse 12, so the father smote the Ethiopians just because Asa cried out to him and said, you got all power. We have no power, but you can work with few or many. As a result of what Asa prayed, the father smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah. So he'll prepare a table before us right in the presence of our enemies because he's our daddy. He's our daddy. When we worship him, we should have the attitude that we're sitting on his lap just worshiping him. We're just little children, boys and girls, in his presence. Hallelujah. Verse 13, and Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gera, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed by the father and before his host, and they carried away much spoil. See, the father will make sure that we get the spoil. Remember, Jehoshaphat was being attacked. And he was rich to begin with. And all Jehoshaphat had to do was praise the Father and say his mercy endures forever. And the enemy killed each other. And he got all their spoils. It took 3 days to pick up all the spoils. The Father wants to make sure not only that he gives us the victory, but he gives us the spoils too to carry on his work. Hallelujah. In verse 14, and they smote all the cities round about Gera, for the fear of the Father came upon them, and they spoiled all the cities, for there was exceedingly much spoil in them. They smote also the tents of cattle, and carried away sheep and camels in abundance, and returned to Jerusalem. Look how powerful our daddy is. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through, he's bigger than that. And he's allowed it to happen, but he can pull you out of it. As long as you learn what you're supposed to learn in the situation, he'll pull you right out. Because remember, the devil reports to him. The devil reports to the same boss that we report to. The devil, it says in Isaiah 54 that he's a created waster. He was created. He's a waster. He's just a created being. My father can just snuff him out just like that, but he's waiting for the end times just to chain him. But he has no power over you as long as you turn your flesh over to the Father. Because the only access the devil has to us is through our flesh. His weapons are carnal, but our almighty is through the Father, through the pulling down the strongholds. All he has is the flesh. Remember that. All he has is the flesh. Go with me to 2 Kings. Hallelujah. 2 Kings, chapter 4. In verse 1, now they cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant my husband is dead, and knowest that the servant did fear the father, and the creditors come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen, to be slaves. But Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? And she said, the handmaid had not anything in the house save a pot of oil. They said, go and borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, and borrow not a few, get many. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons. Maybe you're having a problem with your kids. Just shut the door upon them and go to your Heavenly Father and cry out to him. Say, Father, you gave me these kids and they're acting up and they don't want to serve you. But Father, I turn them over to you. Hallelujah. And things may seem to get worse after you pray that, but eventually they'll hit a brick wall and they'll at least they'll come face to face with a father and either accept him or not. But accept what Yeshua did or not. And again, verse 4, when I come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out unto all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, and brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. Sometimes you just need to hide out in our daddy's presence. Just hang out with him. Just rest your head on his lap and just say, Father, I'm just going to rest in you. I don't concern what's happening. I'm not concerned what's happening in the world. I turn it over to you. If the enemy's coming against me, I just turn it over to you. I just want to rest in you. I just want to be in your presence. I just want to worship you. Hallelujah. The enemy gets so upset when you do that because he wants you to be involved with the battle. You know that you look at that battle. Look at the battle. See, not every fire are you supposed to put out. Not every fire are you supposed to put out. Sometimes we've gotten into battles that our daddy said, you're not supposed to go there. That's not your battle. That's not your territory. That's not, you have boundaries. Don't go there. Hallelujah. There's companies that have patents, and other companies cannot infringe upon their patents. They can't go there. Father says, hey, just be in my presence. I'll create an opening for you, but don't jump and do something. Just wait upon me. Hallelujah. Verse 6, and it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her sons, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told Elisha, go, and he said, go and sell the oil and pay thy debt and live thou and thy children off the rest. Man, look what happened. Look what happened. Look how the father rescued a whole family. Look what he did with Peter and Cornelius' family. He's a Gentile. But the father told Peter, hey, go. They're not dirty. I cleansed them. Go. And as Peter was just talking, the father just moved on them and filled them with his spirit just by preaching the word. The father rescued a whole family to one man. Hallelujah. And he could do the same thing for you. He could do the same thing for you. You have family problems. He'll send somebody to help. Just keep your options open. Just wait for that person to come who the Father sends. Don't just accept anybody. There's people that are anointed to help you. You got to pray to who's in your life to recognize who's in your life that the Father sent and who the devil sent, and take steps accordingly to protect your family. Hallelujah. But there's only, you can only do so much. Your family has to report to the Father too, eventually. At least they have an opportunity to do so, but it's all up to them. You can't maneuver their will. You can't make them serve Yeshua. You can't make them. It's going to take the Father. But if you do His work, He'll take care of yours. Remember how Yeshua said to the apostles, loan me the boat. And he went out and preached. And then he said, now you go let your boats out and catch a whole bunch of fish. And they did. They had to get another boat to help them. See, they took care of the Father's business, and He took care of their business. Hallelujah. Because He can do so much. And all we have to do is so little, and He'll do the rest. But just be obedient to Him. Obedience is a key word with Him. Just because, you know, I mean, you think you knew Him for years and years and years, you better obey Him. You better obey Him. It's not just going to church. It's obeying Him on a day-to-day basis. Hallelujah. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on a radio. If you can't, just agree with me in prayer. Father, I just thank You for healing and deliverance that's flowing right now. People need miracles. People need jobs, Father. People need a place to stay. Encourage them. Set them free. Help them to turn everything over to You, Father, so You can move in their life in a special way and show Your glory through their lives, Father, because You're the Almighty, and You want the world to know that You're the Almighty, and You want to impact the world to us before You come back for us in a rapture. You want to impact the world to us, and we receive that in the name of Yeshua. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. This is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. I'll repeat it later on. I have a website, henrywalker.org, and it's got a powerful messages on there. Just click on messages. You can contact me by email by clicking on contact. And I've written three books. One is called Seasons. It talks about the feast days of Yeshua, which are really His feast days. And He has fulfilled every one of those feast days with the exception of three, which He will fulfill in the last days. And my second book is Noon, which talks about the months of the year on the Father's calendar, the things that He did in the Word on those months, He wants to repeat on those months. But you got to know it's on His calendar. You got to see the relation between His calendar and the Gregorian calendar. And on my website, on Biblical Calendar, I show you when each month begins and ends up to year 2020, when each feast day begins and ends up to year 2020. And also the certain hours in the day on His schedule where He moved to the Word. He wants to repeat on those hours. And you have to remember the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. And a powerful, my last book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. You can get these books by just calling me. My wife and I want to sell them to you at cost, which is $5. We're not trying to make any money on it. We just want to help you. And if you have no money, we'll send you the books free. But just, again, here's my number, 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. We want you to be equipped in these last days. Hallelujah. You can contact me again by email and let me know, give you your address, name and address, and I'll be glad to send them to you. We just want to bless you in these last days. And remember, our broadcast is on 7:15 in the morning and 7:15 at night. So if you miss us, you have the other broadcast. And also, you can go back to a prior broadcast by going to WCNO.com and clicking on On Demand and go back to a previous broadcast. We just want to help you. We want you to be equipped in these last days. So if I can help, just call me, 772-801-3677. And my friends in the Bahamas, just contact me by email on my website, henrywalker.org. Give me your name, your phone number, and I'll call you back so you don't have to pay for the call. But just make sure you turn everything to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua. And I'll be glad to pray with you and expect a miracle. So remember the next time this evangelist, Henry Walker, saying, greater is He that's in you than He that is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Attention homeowners, do you feel frustrated about not being able to sell your home? Are you worried because you're about to be transferred, or have you recently been laid off? Maybe you're facing foreclosure or behind in your monthly payments. It's not your fault. Start Fresh Home Buyers can help you. They will buy your home quickly and for a fair price, even if you have no equity and you owe more than it's worth. They're not realtors. They don't want to list your house. They want to buy it. Start Fresh Home Buyers is available at 772-